Call the meeting to order. It's June 8th.
Recording in progress.
This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and now we'll all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So the first thing we will do is approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
I didn't get a chance to read them, Lynn, because they came in really late.
You had to say it, didn't you?
I understand. No, I mean, I see. And you sent them to everybody but me.
No, really?
Oh, that's wicked funny.
But that's fine.
Wow.
Because I got them.
I copied Dick's, I'm blaming Dick. I copied his distribution list.
Well, that's fine, because I found them. They were on the website.
Sorry about that.
That's no problem. So I'll give everybody a chance to look over them. You did a very nice job, by the way.
Well, I was going to ask, do you guys want me to put names and what kind of generalize what they're saying, or do you just want like a narrative of
every like, word said? What do you mean?
No, I'm not doing every word said.
Good. Well,
dear Lord, I'd be 5 weeks doing it.
I think this is
fine. This is fine.
Is it? Okay, all right.
I think this is very clear.
I think that Brenda should be putting on clerk as a, what she is in the.
Oh, is that what I sign it as?
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're the secretary. I mean, we voted for the chairman, the vice chairman, and the secretary, so.
I know these by heart. The only thing I would ask is if everybody can kind of think about not talking at the same time, it is kind of hard to catch the two comments.
And it's amazing how much this picks up. Mm-hmm. You don't really realize it, but if you're talking and then you two speak to each other and you think you're quiet, this pretty much picks up pretty well. So.
And I'm trying to hear them, and so I'm really not listening to you. It's confusing.
It's difficult. Okay, let's just take a look. The only thing I have is when you put everybody's name, if you're going to say that Russ is the selectman, then you should say Stephanie is the school board rep.
Of course.
But you could leave both off if you want. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but you're going to do the same thing. But I would just say
okay.
Stephanie. Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the May 11th meeting for discussion at that point.
Is there a second? Rob seconded. Is there any?
So when there's an amendment, who does that? Do I do that? Do I send it back?
Yes. So you, because they're unapproved, so you make all the changes necessary, and then you send them back just to the webmaster.
Okay.
And you changed it to approved.
Okay.
Obviously, because I didn't do that.
Okay.
One time, and she says, they're still saying unapproved. Oh, yeah, that's right, I didn't change it. So then you just change it.
All right, thanks.
Any other changes or corrections? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay, now questions. So let's see, the question from last time. We were talking about the encumbrances. Okay, so we talked about the $100,000 encumbrance from the highway, and there was a question about are we going to spend the $100,000 plus everything that was budgeted for this year?
That's a yes.
Okay. Any other? Everybody's good? Okay. All right. Then there was a question about the $13,000 for parks and recs, and we wanted a breakdown of what the $13,000 was for. That was encumbered.
Encumbered.
The
could not get unless.
No, she didn't get anything from her. She's.
Right.
Didn't have
the invoice. The doors for the Doucette building will be done. That was an encumbered balance.
Okay, how much was that?
I can't tell you right now. We have to check with Donna with what's happened. I don't have that information.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because
I don't think Jessica has it.
She has to have a contract, so they must
have some kind of quote.
Yeah.
There is a quote. What I was saying is with Donna's situation.
Oh, I understand about that.
But I talked to that, and also down here we're talking about opening and closing. They will be opened every day, and then they will be electronically locked. That's why there's the money for those special doors.
Okay. Now, the door's $13,000? I mean,
no,
is that
no,
all?
There's no, there's something else. No, that's part of it.
Oh, okay.
And that's about, and there's a, for spraying poison ivy. That has to be done yet.
Those and was that part things. Of the encumbered money?
That's a part of the encumbered money,
okay.
Yes.
So are you going to give us a breakdown next
Yeah, we can get
meeting?
That, yes. We can get that.
So I have a question. The $13,000 of the encumbered is going to spray for the poison ivy now.
Yes.
Is that budgeted for it for this year as well?
No.
No. It was going to be skipped in this year's budget because you were paying for
right.
it from last year.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So we still need a breakdown.
And when the doors are fixed, is that when the porta potties go away? Because we had in there that porta potties were being ordered, and I think that was only because
yes.
we couldn't use the doors,
that's
right?
That's my impression, is that those will go away.
Okay.
And you can bathrooms now.
Yep.
Linda, do you think we can get the breakdown for the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Andrea.
What did I call her?
I know what you meant.
Linda. Linda.
Well, Linda works in the office with Andrea.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's not here. That's okay. All right. Okay, fire department. We had questions about the income and expenses for the ambulance service. And Russ said we would have a report at this meeting about the income. We see the expenses because the town is paying those, but we don't have any report about the billing or the income.
Dean, I mean,
we made approximately 50 transports. The billing is still in the process of being set up. Medicare and Medicaid, we're dealing with the U.S. government, so who knows whenever that will be ready and they give us the okay to bill. Okay, and a lot of those transports are Medicare and Medicaid. Okay. Mike's been working on it since day one, trying to get that done. We have a company that's going to do our other billing for normal insurance. That's also... you just can't bill people, and it's quite a process to get all that done. It's an ongoing process. It will get done. The money will come in. We haven't lost the money from the transports because you have a year to bill. But it's a lot more of a setup than anyone ever thought it would be. When we started this, Mike Williams from Hooksett called me. Now, he used to be the Hooksett fire chief, and they used to have a private ambulance company service Hooksett. When Hooksett Fire took over the ambulance and bought ambulances and started that ambulance service, Mike said it took me 2 years to get it up and running, and I had a staff of people to help me. So it's quite a process. And if you're dealing with the government, good luck.
Is there a fixed, I mean...
Medicare, Medicaid, $350 a transport.
That's it?
No more, no less. Yeah.
But most people on Medicare
have
supplemental insurance,
yep.
So then they also bill the supplemental insurance.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
which,
do.
Yep. Whatever your charge is.
Right,
I mean,
so
the way
if you charge $1,000, you get $350 plus the supplement will pay the balance.
Yeah, they just worked on, I talked to Mike Kelly today, they have ironed out the fee schedule for what they're going to charge, mm-hmm. You know, for the insurance companies. Most of the insurance companies agree to a certain amount, you know, so much for mileage. We keep track of our mileage from door to door, from here to the hospital. You know, if you ever listen to a call, you'll hear the person say, you know, en route to the Elliott, mileage zero. And then when they get there, they'll say, how far is it, 11 miles? 11. So all that mileage is billed also into the insurance company. along with any, when you have advanced life support services done to patients, all a lot of those things can be added to the billing. Not on Medicare and Medicaid, that's a flat amount, but on other, if you've got top-of-the-line insurance, they'll pay top-of-the-line money, but it depends on what type of insurance it is. But that's all going to be handled by that third party, nothing we're going to do, but it has to get set up in the first place. And I'm pretty sure that before, I'm pretty sure Donna got the account set up for that money to go into. I think it's a bank account that's sitting there waiting to receive any money, but it'll come.
Can you give us 6 months, a year?
Well,
we have a year to bill, so it has to get done this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So sometime this year.
It'll get done as quick as it is, as soon as
it is. What happens if it's over a year? Would we lose that
billing? I don't know.
Billing?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Once we get going, I think the delay here is the
setup.
Is the getting it going.
Right.
We were more interested in getting people to the hospital than
well, I know. We
about
needed it.
Billing,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It will happen. It will happen. You
do,
know, it's,
do you have any
and
idea?
We're at the mercy of the government for Medicare and Medicaid. Mm-hmm. Mike just throws up his hands. You know, we're waiting on them. We're waiting on them.
Yeah, but that's if you can't bill them, then that's double
you know,
the...
Think of how many desks it's got to go across and get stamped.
No, they sit a month
before
on each
it gets
desk.
Back to London. The other kicker is it costs us $600 a fee to Medicare to be able to bill them. It's like, okay, give it in one hand and take it away in another. It's bizarre.
They charge you $600
to
put a bill?
Just for an application fee
so
that we
can
bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can be
just
set up in
one time job,
yeah.
But it's kind of crazy.
Do you have any sense on what percentage of those 50 transports are Medicare, Medicaid?
I don't.
It'd be sweet if it's more private.
All you'd have to do
private.
Is look at the ages, but that's
right.
All.
Right.
That's all HIPAA. So, but
yeah.
But I just thought that the buyouts and counted. So we're up to about 50 transports from the first of the year. And actually, the first couple months we really didn't do a lot. We were still relying on Raymond and Booster and the other ambulances services. And then our contract with AMR ended. From then on, we've been transporting almost all the transports since then. It's weird. It goes in fits and starts. You know, one day they'll make 3 transports, and then they'll go 4 without anything. It's really odd, but we're there. And I will tell you, one of the best positives out of it. First of all, the people that have been served are unbelievably grateful and appreciative, and the people we have are top-notch professionals. They do an awesome job. They're very nice people. But the response time to here, we all know who went to the hospital here, was a minute and a half. A minute and a half from the time of the call.
That's critical.
Now, maybe that doesn't mean anything, maybe it does, but AMR would be 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's huge
minutes.
Response time. Yeah,
so
that's great.
That's a
that's
huge
great.
Save. But the money will, it will come.
Dick,
I think we should be asking probably Andrea to establish, we're fairly familiar with expenditures and encumbrances. I'm pretty sure that any bills that are created in this year our revenue for this year, somebody should be talking to the auditors or our accounting firm to say, how do we account for the money that is, the revenue that has been generated in this year, should be in this year. How do we do it if it takes Medicare 2 months? It's a receipt for a revenue as opposed to a receipt for a bill. The end of the year, you've got bills that didn't get paid. You paid them the first couple of weeks of the year. That's not going to work if we're doing it with Medicare. But if it's revenue that is generated in this year, then it is revenue that we should be booking, even if it comes in years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever the bills.
And I don't know how
be.
We do that, and I think we should be asking the accounting firm: is how do we do that?
But
that's going to go into
the
revolving fund. Those revenues are all going to go into the revolving fund. And the town is going to be paying the bills.
If a expenditure is done with somebody in this year, they generate an invoice. We have to pay the invoice. We pay the invoice fairly quickly. If we generate something that is expected to be revenue in this year, it should be revenue in this year.
Yeah.
Because sure. We're going to be taking it out of the ARPA, ARPC. So we should be able to say that we have an expected revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all of it doesn't come in the end. I don't know. But how are we expecting to handle that? Because the revolving fund is only going to take cash. It's not going to take a bill. You know, it's not going to say, oh, okay, we got almost a little bit of... It's got to be money.
Oh, yeah.
My expectation is the revolving fund is going to show the revenue for this year. And that would be the expectation for what the revenue would be for the next year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Russ?
We have an agency that's doing this, and that type of question can be answered very easily. Because every other ambulance service is in the same situation. They won't get money until after the year is over.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that can be explored at that point. I don't think we have to take time tonight to have an answer to it. It's just, it's part of the process.
It's an accounting thing.
Yeah.
It probably goes under, when you get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to get X amount of money in this calendar year, and that's what we're going to get for revenue. Then... If we transport on December 31st, the money's not coming in until next year. Well, that's on next year's money. I mean,
well
the bill should be December 31st, so it'll count as
the bill.
They'll have to attach
like
the money.
The service
to the bill.
Was provided on December 31st. The invoice should be dated December 31st.
It will count as if they, you know, and I don't know how far beyond. I don't know how it all works with the billing. So
another situation. We had a truckload of. Aluminum that went out in the November, December, whenever it was. Revenues did not come in $19,000. The check didn't come in until January, whatever, the next year. The accountant said, no, that is last year's revenue.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't show in... any paperwork you see, because everything that was published, for reports and what have you, but there was 19. It's in the checking account and everything else. But
yeah.
So it's one of these things that sort of lag and mm-hmm. It'll be worked out. And once what they're doing now is getting the system all up and running. That's a tough one, you know. With the ambulance.
If gas keeps going up, there won't be much
mm-hmm.
of that thing loves gas.
Okay, moving on. There was also a question about the number of paid employees at the fire department and the number of volunteers.
The paid employees would be the people working on the ambulance.
So the question is the number.
26.
26.
Yeah, I thought that's what they told us.
26 ambulance personnel.
And then what about the volunteers? How many volunteers?
Well, we got about 40 members.
41.
41, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, 20, subtract
but they're the
26
same.
From the 41.
The 26 that got paid.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 41 includes the 26.
What?
The 41 volunteers includes the 26 paid.
Well, they're only paid when they're working.
I understand that, but they're the same people sometimes.
Yes.
So they might get paid when they're working for the ambulance,
correct.
But if there's a fire on Sunday morning, they might volunteer.
Well, they would volunteer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
The total is 40.
No, I take that back. They would get a point for going to the fire,
right.
Which is part of the stipend.
Yeah,
so
right. Okay.
They do.
Okay, the next question Stephanie had was about... communications at the fire department, $16,000 over budget.
That one was paid. There is, I was talking to Dean about that today. There was laptops purchased, so they purchased them with that 16. That is a grant.
So that's okay.
That.
All right. Okay, the next question was Dick wanted to know what the Board of Selectmen. Basically what their plan was, because the revenues are below last year and the expenses are above, and Russ was going to report back to us with the plan.
Well, that's I don't, my personal feeling, we haven't even established a tax rate yet. So how can we know where, and this was not discussed at any of our meetings at that, in that end of it. So what are we going to do? We'll have to, you know, I don't have an answer for
No plan, yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's the answer then. Okay, then there was a question about the library budget. So I got the this is as of, well, it was as of our last meeting. So this was probably through April. So far, the expenses received from the insurance company are $125,000. And we've spent about $158,000. So normally we would have spent a quarter of our budget, well, almost half, but not quite, certainly by that time. But we've only, of non-insurance money, we've only spent about $25,000. So you're right, at the end of the year, we should have a big surplus. Yeah. And then in the second half of the year, we'll pay for all our regular expenses.
Yep.
So the $25,000 is out of the budget?
Yeah, so we...
And what was used?
No, $125,000 is what we've received from
insurance.
The insurance.
Yes.
And our total expenses come to $158,000.
Yep.
So that's, I'm just rounding around, it's around $25,000.
You had mentioned that there was books.
Yeah, we bought books.
Yeah. Is that what you think you've spent year to date on books
since
they closed?
Let me see. I'm looking at the expense report here.
Because it's not salary, because you said insurance is paying that.
Yeah. There's some benefits. I'm not sure if the insurance pays all the benefits. Maybe some of the office supplies, dues we pay. I don't think the insurance company's going to pay that.
Okay.
The bookkeeper we pay. I don't think the insurance, I don't know. I'm not sure the insurance company's paying that.
Hmm.
So there's just our workers' comp, our liability insurance, things like that, we're still paying. And I don't believe all those are covered by the insurance company.
Is the expectation of the library that the overage on the event that took place would be considered as a part of the operating budget? I would think that if it's around $30,000, the $30,000 should then go into the next year as a part of the warrant article that we want the town to pay for that $30,000 over what the insurance paid. Because we did not anticipate last year when we did a budget.
Well, the amount overage will come out of our budget for this year. So we're budgeted 100 and, I forgot what our budget, $143,000 for the year. And whatever we've spent up till now comes out of that $143,000.
Well, my question for the library would be then, is that the appropriate thing to be doing?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, at the end of the year.
At the end of the year, whatever's left over, we won't take it out of there. It'll be returned to the town.
Yeah.
Because it's a warrant article. And if the money's not spent, we send it back. We don't keep it.
And I've got to imagine, based on the way the year's gone, you'll probably have somewhat of a surplus, right?
I would expect we would.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, certainly. So.
I mean, it sounds like the things that you're paying, the, you know, your liability insurance, workers' comp, is that those are normal expenses.
Yeah,
those
right.
are not associated with the event.
The flood. That had nothing to do with the flood. Right. Our workers' comp, you know, whatever. All this stuff we pay. And then our special programs we're still doing. We're still doing Story Hour. We're still doing the summer reading program. We still have events on certain evenings. Some of them are on Zoom, but some of them are over at the gazebo. We had a magician and, I guess that was last year. We had a guy that did a presentation for pollinators. So we're still having, we pay for those. And we'll pay for the summer concerts.
This is some just normal operating expense.
Yeah, that's just what we do. Yeah.
I guess to Dick's question, though, if we don't have the full breakdown of what the expenses have been for repair, we know what you've got from insurance, but have we spent more than the $125,000 from insurance.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
We probably still don't know because there's stuff that they haven't even done yet, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a little bit left, not much, but those people putting them shelves back up are going to have a bill, but it's all covered.
Yeah, it's all covered.
The books back is all covered.
So, and so, as far as I understand, Heidi will call the insurance company and say, okay, send me another $50,000. Because obviously she gets the bills.
Yep.
And so they just send her money. And so it's just, this is how much she had received so far. So I don't know if the bills are more or less than that amount at this point. I don't really know.
Would so electricity be in there, Lynn? Mowing the grass, the heating oil?
Yeah, these are all, everything.
All of that stuff is part of that that wasn't part of the, although he did say he'd pay for extra heat.
They paid for some of the electricity.
Yeah, because we cranked it up to get it dried out. Yeah.
To get everything dry. So yeah, but the mowing the grass, they're not paying for that. No. We still do all those kind of things.
Can I, I'm trying to grasp the whole process. So a question that I would have is, so say you give 100,000 back, say another department gives 100,000 back. How is that 200,000 used? Is it used to pay a deficit?
It's up to the selectmen. Up to the selectmen. The selectmen, when they decide to set the tax rate, they can, we have the fund. We'll call it our savings account.
Okay.
They can put it in the fund. They can use it to offset taxes. It's up to the selectmen how the money is used.
Okay.
So, and that they decide at the end of the year. So they can look at how much is currently in the fund, and it's recommended how much we should keep in there. And So,
Dick, you had a question?
My question was, we did not anticipate last year that there was going to be an event that was unnecessary and expensive. It was not a part of what we appropriated as a town, okay? Now, some of that unexpected expense was covered by insurance, and I think I've heard since then there may be more that's covered by insurance, in which case, if the whole thing is covered, I'm happy, and I understand that there will be other operating expenses that would probably will be a little less than what we expected to spend. Or we had to spend it for something else, okay, because of whatever. But the expenses related to the event itself that were not covered by insurance.
As far as I know, there haven't been any yet. I haven't heard yet of an expense that was not covered by insurance.
Okay.
That are related to.
You were talking about $100,000 that cost and $125,000. So I'm sitting there seeing there's extra.
No, I said that was our regular budget. We budgeted a certain amount, but they've paid $125,000 so far. So we haven't spent that much money yet so far this year for the first 6 months. And everything that is related to the flood, they have paid for, including the wages.
Okay.
So
well, all right.
So
if they paid some of the wages, then maybe I'd say okay, that's all right.
They paid all the wages.
What was the $200,000 that we were just talking about?
Oh, hypothetical.
It was hypothetical. Say they have $100,000 left over, and another department has $100,000. What is that $200,000 used for?
The $100,000 that they have left over, it still sits with them until they tell us that they have an overage and that they're not going to give it back to us. We voted to spend X number of dollars to them. They can spend that essentially any way they want, and I'll have questions about the insurance kind of thing, but they can spend it for anything they want, and that's not money that goes back into the general fund. The $200,000 that the selectmen can use are out of their unexpended, unanticipated funds that they can use to do whatever they want when they do set the tax rate. But the library doesn't have to give us any money back.
Mm-hmm.
Nor does the school. The only thing that's set in stone is thou shalt not spend more than what is appropriated.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have to go to DRA and the Municipal Budget Committee is going to have to approve it.
Okay, let's move on to the town reports. Now, you'll notice they're all in a different format.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Andrea and the rest of the office staff for even being able to generate something because, as you know, Donna's not here, so everybody's kind of wandering in the dark when it comes to supplying the reports that Donna would usually give us. So they're organized a little bit differently than what we're used to, but pretty much the information that we normally get is here. Okay, so the first one is the expenditure report. Let's see. There's a short expenditure report and a longer expenditure mm-hmm. report, and they're just organized differently. Okay?
Are we looking at the shorter one first?
We're looking at the shorter one first.
Just said this was the warrant article encumbrances. Not sure if you got this before.
No. This short one? No, we've never seen. Well, Donna used to give us the warrant articles and yeah. and how much has been paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a chunk.
Yeah, it was just embedded in the other report.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. It was in there.
The only thing that I see that's significantly different on these reports than the ones that I was used to looking at is it does not show what the previous year's budget was or previous year's expenditures was. That's
right.
something that is
right.
of significant value if you're trying to say, well,
right.
you spent $1,336,519.03 out of $3,187,543. We got almost $2 left.
Yeah.
How are we doing last year?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We'll work on it, yeah. These are a work in progress. These are a work in progress.
Well, we only have 3 months before we start setting another budget.
That's correct. And we will do the best we can with the staff that we have. Okay, but now there's the longer expenditure report. The percentages remaining
yeah.
we still have, which we had before, so that kind of gives us an idea
yep.
yeah.
of
we're good.
Yeah. What's
ambulance is a little slayed, but
yeah, ambulance is we know
can't help that at the moment.
Yeah. See, once you get to the end, the latter part of this one, it starts to look a little bit like what we're used to looking at. There aren't as many columns because we don't have prior years or any of that, but it kind of gives us an idea.
I mean, all in all, we have 58%.
That's correct.
Less.
So if we look at the bottom line and you see the percentage, 58% at the end of May, probably.
It says through 5.
June
8th.
So this would be probably about the end of May. Just about. And then the final one is the revenue report. Now this one does have a prior year to date
mm-hmm.
revenue. So this does have a comparison with last year.
Yes, I know. And that raises the same issue as before. We're still half a million off.
Tax
revenue,
bills
and for half
yeah.
a million
right.
of expenditures, what are we going to do about that?
Well, Russ and the selectmen are going to have to talk about it.
Look at the revenues. I mean,
yeah.
take out the fact that we haven't had any taxes come in. Well, they're not due till July. So take those out of the bottom line, and we're still half a million dollars less revenue.
That's
one
great.
Of the big concerns I'm looking at is the amount of money that we get for auto excise taxes. We're down about $100,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wow, cars are going out through the roof. Why aren't we spending lots of money coming in? Why aren't people registering their cars? And that should be a cash flow thing because people's birthdays are probably equally spaced across the year. So that would be something that you'd expect to see reasonably equal. So $500,000 last year and $400,000 this year, that could be a significant problem.
Well, we'll just have to set up some police hotspots and they can start generating some revenue.
Now you'll also notice we were this will show the totals, not the, which is not based on our budget. But see, if you look at the last page.
Oh, okay.
So that's apparently what's in the general fund at this point, I'm guessing.
What, the 582?
No, the $6,181.
Okay. This is prior.
That was prior year.
Prior year prior revenue. Year. But then over on the left, it says general fund.
Yeah.
And then year-to-date revenues. So we didn't have $6 million in revenue at this time of year, but if you add it to the general fund, I'm...
I have to check on that.
It's the property tax.
Yeah, that's would be...
It's the property tax.
Yeah, which is...
I'm thinking this property tax would be a year. Do you have... I don't have last year's. How much do we raise for taxes every year?
Is that it?
They're saying million? That was prior year revenue at this time, but I'm thinking it's prior year revenue.
But at this time, we haven't had a tax payment yet.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, same time last year, I'm wondering if this is prior year revenue the whole year.
Figures. Property tax revenue, prior year to date revenue. $5 million.
It says year to date, but how can it be? These tax bills don't go out till June.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Oh, maybe they're a little late going out.
Bills?
No.
No, they're the same.
All right.
Yeah, they're out. Yeah, they're the same.
I haven't opened my mouth.
They're always due in July. They're always due in July or later. Okay. Any questions on the town revenues or?
I do have a question from what Dick said. Did we over-calculate for vehicles, the revenue that was going to come in? Why is it so significant?
People haven't registered their cars.
But how do we know that they have cars?
Well,
like what?
I mean, I think the obvious is if you have multiple cars and you don't register one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have, who knows what everyone's financial situations are? But if you have two cars in the garage and one of them's your, you know, extra nice car, then that costs you. You know, $1,000 or whatever to register, you just don't.
And you choose not to register it.
Yeah. You don't register it this year.
I didn't register mine because I'm selling it. So.
Yeah, I think plenty of people are going to do that.
And that same thing, people could sell cars if they had a second car and they didn't sell, prices were great, so they were selling their cars so that they would be registered.
That makes sense, yep.
And there's not a lot of different things.
Yeah, and that's not a projection either, that's an actual. That's actual what we've collected this year. And auto registrations. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I think the question we've had as we go down is, are we really looking at a true year-to-date comparison? And if we are, then like Dick said, we're down $120,000.
Well, look at the building permits right below that. Yeah. We're down over $50,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In the building permits.
But I mean, I got to think that we weren't looking at building permits to stay...
You wouldn't count on that.
There's a lot of things that you go through this that the good old days are kind of gone for a little while, maybe, and that we can't look at a year ago.
Yeah. Like the land use change tax.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless we get going, get some stuff moving.
Okay, any other questions?
More dogs this year, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. Yeah. Actually, I doubt that there's more dogs. There's probably more people that actually paid.
Yes, I paid on time this year. I usually don't. But now that they do the electronic thing, it's so much easier.
Yeah. I feel so not delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
What's a quick one for Russ? What's just happening? It's got to be something in the recyclable plastics market, right? There's
where are you?
I'm sorry, page 2, middle of the income from departments. So obviously, recycling center.
Okay.
You know, last year we had $6,800 in revenue from plastic recycling. This year we've got none. Is it just, are they hanging on to some of that stuff? I know you see a lot of it stacked there. Are they waiting for a better market price or something? So
on plastics, is what you're saying, 67. That, there's a truckload going to be going out.
Yeah.
And it's very hard what you've received today compared to last May or June. It depends upon what's baled and what's ready to go. That's one of them, plastics and aluminum, that we're trying to take a full trailer load. And that's when I said $19,000 that was loaded aluminum 2 years ago.
Yeah, because last year they did none.
Aluminum cans?
Right, cans and foil, none.
Right. We don't get a trek the trailer load full within a month's time or what have you. I mean, it's accumulating, and so that's what it is. So you see nothing in aluminum cans because we're waiting for to fit, you know,
fill a full trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, any more questions on this before we move on?
Okay.
Let's move on to the school. First, we'll look at the high school monthly enrollments.
Can I just say something on that? Last year, there's revenues around $90,000, and our budget was $400,000. So a quarter of the recyclables basically paid for one quarter of the budget. So, I mean, it mounts up at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, high school. Any questions on the high school enrollment report? And then we have the Moore School.
What do we think's coming in next year for kindergarten?
I think we have 20 registered so far.
When's the deadline?
That I don't know.
Does it really matter?
I know.
I mean, if you move into town in September, you could still go to kindergarten.
I guess. If one from a projection standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's pretty tough to move into town.
Yeah, I'll find out.
I guess it could still happen.
I volunteered at Agriculture Day, and one of the groups comes over, and I was like, I think they were fourth grade, so they might have been fifth. Yeah, it was fourth grade, Amy Maurice's class. And I'm like, what grade are you guys in? They're like, fourth grade. I'm like, oh, how many classes? And they're like, oh, it's just us. And I'm like, you guys are the whole class? And they're like, we're the whole class and the whole grade. Like, whoa, I think there was whatever it is,
third grade.
Yeah, must be third.
Oh, it was third, yeah.
18 kids, one grade.
Yeah, exactly.
And aren't they all boys just about?
I don't know if it's that.
I think they're mostly boys.
Yeah, it's whatever Susan Henry's in. I can't remember. But it was wild that there was just one grade.
This is us.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at 30 kids in the second grade and only 18 in the third grade. So, whatever. Okay. And finally, the school... No, not finally. Oh, okay, sorry. The school expenditure report. Yeah, go to the last page.
Yeah, I know.
See, they're showing about a $500,000, which is pretty normal.
Yeah.
Would you like to know? We'd like to know whatever you
can tell us.
They voted on, as part of the project, they recommended some dehumidification in interior ductwork. So we voted to spend that. As part of the, you know, included in the project. So I have that amount that was voted on. And then I have, just so everybody has it, it's what the money for the warrant article is going to be spent on. And
you mean this summer?
Yes.
Okay.
And then also that 70 grand that we were over in the maintenance fund on for... you know, it was janitorial services, actually. It wasn't the boiler. Boiler was the year before.
Oh, okay.
So Linda was out for a while, and we were short two janitors, so they had to use the service. So they've so far spent about $65,000 on that service. Yes. So I don't know if you guys want to take one.
Sure.
Pass it along. And they're also voted on about $30,000 to upgrade some security in the school. They have some more cameras, and they're going to be locking down the vestibule. And putting in new doors and bulletproof glass, and basically visitors will be locked in the vestibule. They'll be allowed in, and then whatever business they have, people will be escorted to a meeting, or their child will be escorted to them.
And that's coming out of the general budget
That's coming out of the remaining
money. Thank you. Remaining money.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 355.
Yes.
Out of that five, I say 500,000, but it's going to end up being probably something different. But 355 is going to be.
Okay. And then it was about 30,000 for the cameras and the vestibule upgrades. And discussion was had with Chief Mike last week. I was not there, but the result of it was looking into a part-time resource officer. Exploration into.
I was talking to the chief.
They didn't get the last payment from the town.
Hmm?
They got the last payment from the town yet.
For what?
Taxes.
Taxes.
They're the income that the town sends to the school district.
Oh, I don't know.
Their payment schedule.
Did she give us the revenue report?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's when I get that.
So we had a $2.2 million warrant article, and then we over-budgeted, so we had a surplus, and then spent $350,000. So you were looking at, like, $2.6 million being spent in that building over the next... Wow.
2 months, yes.
That was... not again, I'm not here to... But that was a significant over-budget that then afforded you guys to make all of these changes.
I mean, if you look, there's a lot, we can, if you want to analyze it, but health insurance is a big one. We were short a teacher. Was it two teachers? And then we just gave an offer for Spanish and an offer for an elementary ed student, a teacher.
It's just we go through this budget. I think I've done it 5 times now, 5 years now, and it's like we're pinching pennies. Like every time we vote a lower number, it's like you guys are like, no, we're so close. We're like we are right needle thin, and then you're like, you're off by $500,000. You guys weren't even close.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, if there's a teacher and in her contract she has you are offered a family plan at this much, she has a year and a half or 2 years to decide if she's going to take it or not, but we have to budget for it because it's in their contract. That's a lot of the money right there.
That's one of the items in here where it's...
Yeah, it's under, like, each department.
Well, there's a couple of them you just spent. There's $72,000 left in insurance.
Yeah.
$65,000 in regular...
So, like, when you're looking to do the budget, you can't take money out of that line.
But you can look at a trend. I understand what you're saying, but you can look at a trend line.
Yeah.
You can. If you return money out of that line every year, then obviously you have to put the money in the line. But if you know on a trend that the chances are good that you're not going to spend it, then it's kind of irresponsible to say at the end of the year.
But if it's contracted, it's even part of the default budget.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. We have a new administrator, and I wanted to go through with him when we're all through the year and it's approved and stamped, all the overages, not including special ed.
We probably haven't, Lynn, but you keep the best notes. Do you have, like, the last 5 or 6, 8 years of what they've actually overed?
I went through it with her this year.
We went through it. It's around $500,000 a year. One year it was
a lot of contracted items.
Down, but yeah.
One year it was a little less, but it's usually around $500,000.
You know, just one of the big things with you has got to be heat and
that's a lot.
And gas or diesel for buses. How can you port? You know, I mean, it's just
don't talk about the buses. Don't talk about the buses.
Well,
that's
when diesel's expensive and you don't have any buses. I think it's actually cheaper.
No,
we're actually our contracted rate to the end of this year is like $2.97 per gallon. We're very lucky.
That yeah,
they're keeping that.
I think we have one more year left on the contract, but they're in breach at the moment, so they've been sent a letter.
Can I ask on page 2, and also on page 3? So under the tuition other LEAs, nothing was budgeted, but we're $27,000 in the hole. What is that for?
I can ask. My guess would be as an out-of-district placement of some sort.
Out-of-district. He's probably somebody that moved into town.
Yeah.
And is that the same thing for tuition to private school on page 3? 93,000, and nothing was budgeted.
That's special ed.
Special ed, yeah.
So the years in advance, moved in.
And we don't budget for that at all.
We can't.
We can't. We don't know kids Remember in 2 years.
When we're budgeting, for a year and a half from now.
Yeah, I'm new at that, so I guess that will...
We don't know. And even if we budgeted for this year, we still don't know, because the kid could move in next week.
We budget for what we have at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're projected, like, if they are projected to go to such and such a high school.
Right, if the kid's in 8th grade and we project, yeah. But if the child lives in Northwood...
Back on page 2, other professional services...
Special ed.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that really destroys the budget, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not like that, and you have special ed transportation, you've got...
No, those are speech, all unexpected PT. Kids that moved into town
this year.
Could
be a movement, a kid needed more services, a kid needed less services, a kid moved in, a kid moved out.
Change the IEP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Evaluated all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
So I think I got it all. I gave you what
you
I
gave
know.
Us the plan for this summer and the plan for the encumbrances.
Yep.
What's an? I think you started to say something about ductwork, but what's an ERU? Was it ductwork? Is that what you were saying? Because it's got a.
This is ERV, large ERV.
I know, but then these are ERUs.
These are ERUs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this whole project right here is for dehumidification to units and interior ductwork. They had to move some of the ductwork that was going because it wouldn't go in the ceiling, so they had to move it.
Mm. So an ERU is dehumidification and ductwork. Then what's an ERV?
On this plan?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask. Large ERV.
So we had, I'm just a little stuck on this. So we had a contractor come in and give us exactly what that building needed for a refresh. And it's listed here at $2.2 million. And they didn't catch this stuff as part of that plan?
No, we actually had, the plan was a lot more extensive than this. And we pulled out the most important ones and put it together. And then when he said, while I'm in here, it would be cost effective for you to do this if you have money. And I said, let's take a look at it.
So the way we develop budgets in town, let's specifically talk about the school. If you have $500,000 left over, you aren't obligated to give that back to the town.
Because the town voted on the bottom number.
We authorize them the bottom line to spend.
Wow.
But
that's crazy.
They have to... But so
yes.
We have
so they
encumbrances.
Can just go and decide
well,
what to spend it
so
on.
So the encumbrances.
Well, sort of.
At the end of the year, so we'll say the end of the year is June. Isn't that the end of your year?
30.
Yeah, June. Yeah, the end of June. So they can see how much money they have left. Well, they can decide to do all these things. They have to have a contract. They can't just make a decision and then not have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have a contract. And make arrangements to do all these things with the money before the new year comes. And the town does
30.
The same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to guess, I'd say maybe 150 would be coming back at the end of it all.
Once they get
yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Once they get through with all of those prepays and the encumbrances, though, there'll be an amount left over, and that amount would go into the general fund.
Yeah, the 150.
Stephanie said about
150 more.
Some of that fund can be retained by the school district.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it nets when you go to your tax rate setting. They net out
if
that amount.
If selectmen decide.
So it isn't something that they say, we'll give you this back. It's there, and unless they say they want to keep some of it, whatever they're... whatever their gross minus the net is, that net goes into the tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
This
if
the Cashman 3 project cost, is that being done this summer?
Yes.
So you're doing LED lighting this summer?
Yes.
And you got reimbursements from Eversource?
We will. There's on the original, it has, we have the amounts of
there is a,
what we expect to save, what rebates we get, etc.
No, so you'll have an income coming in from Eversource.
For the 156?
I don't know if it's Eversource, but
it's probably reflected in that proposal.
I would say
we did an LED lighting conversion at the CYA 2 years ago, and the bottom line of what our proposal was reflected all of the rebates that we got from.
Okay.
I think that's what actually it was. They guaranteed certain for the first couple years at least or whatever. But yeah, I thought that's what that was.
It is.
It was the net difference.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
But anything that they get from Eversource is going to be unanticipated revenue for the school district.
No, it's included in the proposal.
It's
in the proposal.
Because Eversource is going to give you a rebate to convert the LED lighting, and now you'll have a revenue source that will help pay for any of the 156, because you're going to save money in our electric bill line item at some point.
Yeah.
But there's no other money that comes back to you from Eversource.
Well,
it's a savings.
I guess it depends whether it's under that contract that they have or whether it's a separate line.
It's in the 156.
Mm-hmm. So the actual amount would have been more if they didn't take the discounts off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I asked for this, the rest of this didn't get
me. Yeah.
The only reason I'd be interesting what they're giving percentage-wise, because we want to do this building. I wonder if they're offering a greater percentage for schools than
they
are for. That's all. It's just.
Okay, any other questions? Now, before we adjourn, I would just like you to consider, we usually take July off, and that would be next month. So how do people feel about taking off the month of July?
I will actually be on vacation that week anyways, so I will not be able to attend.
I think a vacation is in order.
Okay.
It would be July the 13th.
I make a motion to skip 13, July.
Yeah. Wait.
I will second that one.
It'll be the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a motion to skip July. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Miss Second.
Already did. Okay. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So we will meet again on August 10th.